From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Police arrested Hudson resident Mohammed H. Morshed early June 18th in connection with the shooting death of 19-year-old Enderley Instanfil the previous night. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said Instanfil of Philmont was shot about 8:18 p.m. June 17th in an apartment building at 20 Fairview Avenue near the Stewart's Shop at the intersection of Green Street. Instanfil, who previously lived in Hudson, presumably died from a gunshot wound to the neck. The results of an autopsy are forthcoming. Morshed was taken into custody in Kingston. The shooting occurred less than 2 weeks after a series of raids were conducted by Hudson and Greenport and later billed as a preemptive strike intended to keep the city streets safe this summer. Various incidents of targeted violence occurred at locations on Hudson's north side in August 2017. The disturbances ended following a series of federal arrests later in the year. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jimmy Vilken is reporting for Politico New York. Stephanie Miner, the former mayor of Syracuse and a longtime critic of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, has announced that she will create the Serve America Movement Party and run on that line for governor in November. Miner said in a press release, and I quote, "I'm running to change the culture of cynicism. Nobody believes Albany has their best interest at heart. Everybody knows you have to pay to play. They think the system is rigged, and they're not wrong," end quote. She has called for an increase in state money for infrastructure programs and been a staunch critic of Cuomo's economic development policies, including facilities built by SUNY Polytechnic Institute that are the focus of a federal trial this week. According to the New York Times, Miner has discussed financial support with Joe Rose, a former aide to Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, as well as the larger Serve America movement, which was formed by people unhappy with the results of the 2016 election. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting on a recent analysis of regional data showing that it is becoming more and more difficult to afford rent in the Hudson Valley with the level of income the average person or family is earning. Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress looked at data contained in the recently released National Low Income Coalition annual report, Out of Reach. In Columbia County, a family would have to earn $38,000 a year to afford a two-bedroom apartment costing $951 per month. Based on an hourly wage of $10.33 per hour, there would be a $414 monthly gap between income and rent. In Greene County, the story is similar, where the gap in rent is $460 per month. Joe Chica, Senior Vice President of Pattern and Executive Director for the Center of Housing Solutions, said in all nine counties in the Hudson Valley, renters must work far more than a full-time job to afford the cost of a two-bedroom apartment. New York Alert is reporting the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory for the region from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday. A heat advisory means that a period of hot temperatures is expected. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity levels will result in the potential for heat-related illnesses if proper precautions are not taken. The National Weather Service advises drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned room if possible, staying out of the sun, and checking up on relatives and neighbors. National Grid is anticipating a high energy demand June 18th and have asked customers to reduce electric usage between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. The utility recommends turning down thermostats by a few degrees, avoiding the use of large appliances and window air conditioners, and not running a pool pump or dehumidifier during peak hours. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union that State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said a study ordered by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has recommended the legalization of marijuana for adult use in New York. He said at a meeting with medical marijuana practitioners in Brooklyn, and I quote, "I will finalize that report and obviously bring it to the governor," end quote. The Department of Health was ordered to study the public health, safety, and economic impact of a regulated marijuana trade statewide, as well as the impact that legalization in neighboring states would have. 9 states, including Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine, as well as Washington, D.C., have legalized the drug, while New Jersey is exploring the possibility. Canada is on the verge of legalizing the drug. Zucker also announced June 18th that anyone with an opioid prescription can now qualify for the state's medical marijuana program, a move designed to prevent opioid addiction. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.